Ooh, my mic got so much louder. I don't know what happened. Anyway.
Surprise.
So what do we... what's up, everybody? Welcome to Free China Post episode 12? We're on 12 now.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be 13 double digits, and then Saturday's going to be 14.
Say what?
Tomorrow's going to be 13 and Saturday's going to be 14, or we're just going to make this like a three-parter, 45-minute each?
Nah, we're gonna record every day, and it's going to be a different podcast because they're going to be long as AF.
There's not that much news to talk about that we'll be able to talk for like...
Nah, all right, so real talk, we're going to do... I got a little surprise for you.
Mm-hmm.
So this one's going to probably just be like one thing, maybe a couple things, but... I got a good little news source here, because I don't know if you saw this, but there was, oh man,
an earthquake.
That might be better. So did you see that Trump had a Washington Post interview?
Not specifically. What did he say in the interview?
Okay, so this is... I gotta adjust my mic here and figure out everything. All right, so this is basically what we're going to go through. This is my idea for the episode, is basically we're going to go through this interview that he had, and we're just going to make fun of Trump because this interview is, like, absolutely absurd. So I have the transcript from his Washington Post interview that he did, like, what is today? Today's the 29th, yes? Or I guess it's actually the 30th now.
It's the 30th morning.
Yeah, but basically 2 days ago, he did an interview, or they posted this on the Washington Post on the 27th. So basically, I have the transcript of the interview, and it's quite interesting. So are you ready to start this off, or do you have anything to say?
Go Bears.
Duh Bears. So yeah, like
polar bears.
Basically, it's like 1 a.m. and I have to work moderately in the afternoon tomorrow, so...
Yeah, me too, man. I have to work at 2, but not only that, as soon as I'm done with class at 4:30, I'm taking a bus over to Zhong Li, so...
Well, whose fault is it because they were hanging out with their Taika buddies? I wasn't hanging out with any Taika buddies today.
Don't be jealous, Jordan. You're welcome to come down here and hang out with us anytime you want.
Yeah, I probably will because I love Taika friends, so...
Right. I love these guys, I have to say.
They seem like some good folks.
They're really cool. You'd really like them. If you like the guys in Taoyuan, you'll like these guys 10 times as much because they're 10 times as, like, corporal. They're just, like... And they're like, as Thai as you can get, basically. They're just, like, the definition of, like, Southern gentlemen.
They're Thai to the nth degree. Yeah, for anyone that doesn't understand what we're talking about, Thai is, like... But Taika is, like, very... It's, like, stereotypically Taiwanese. It's kind of like a Taiwanese... I don't know, what is that, like? It like, doesn't directly translate, but, like, Taiwanese hillbilly, basically. Like, a redneck. But it's not like, the same as, like, a country person. It's just, like, a very... Yeah, how to describe that? It's just very, very Taiwanese.
A dirty southerner.
Yeah, I guess. Kind of. And a lot of people don't, like, they have... issues with Taiwanese, like, very Thai people. Even, like it's basically the opposite of, like, a Taiwanese, like, a bougie person. They just, like, get on, like, if I say, like, oh, I want to be, like, more Thai, people will be like, oh, that's, like, weird.
Yeah, because you're a foreigner. It's, like...
people think being very, like, Thai is, like, off-putting.
Okay, think of it this way, Jordan. It's like if you're okay, you have lots of, how about this? A Cambodian American, and you move to, like, Alabama, and you're like, I want to be a dirty southerner. And, like, really? Yeah. Really? Really? Like, Cambodian guy, you want to be a dirty southern Alabaman?
But, like, Thai is a little bit different, because, like...
You want to, like, chew, you have dip in your mouth, and, like, talk with a thick accent, and, you know, go shrimp fishing on the weekends, and, like, go mudding.
Yeah. Yeah, do a little mud run. Yeah, I mean, in some ways it does translate. Like in some sorts of those cases it does translate. But, like,
almost every way.
At the same time, it's not exactly the same, because, like, I don't know, like I don't know when, like when it's not necessarily fair, maybe, but when like some people, a lot of people think of like rednecks or something, they think of like very racist people, which is not always fair. Again, because like I know rednecks that are like very maybe not progressive, but they're not like racist. They're not racist people. They're just redneck. They're just hillbillies, and like some of them are like my good friends. So, but like Thai, I wouldn't think of like very Thai color people as like being like a super racist or like even really racist at all. They just wear blue and white flip flops and chew Beetle Nut and smoke cigarettes and drink a bunch of beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. It is what it is. But it's interesting. I get your point. Your point is well taken.
Okay.
All right. So let's just get this going because this may take a while. This is going to be very interesting to see how this goes. But so, there was a Washington Post interview with Trump, with Philip Rucker. So this is the transcript. I'm going to read it to you, and we're just going to stop.
Well, I don't know who that is.
It's just a journalist. So basically, a journalist and Trump having their little interaction. So I'll straight read it from the top, so you can get the full context.
I'll be Trump.
We don't leave anything out.
So the microphone will be the listener.
Say what?
I'm just joking. Go ahead.
All right. So this is what it says from the top. President Trump sat down for an interview Tuesday with Washington Post Philip Rucker and Josh Dawsey. Below is the full transcript with key segments highlighted for fact-checking and analysis. Okay. So Rucker says, thanks for taking some time with us. We wanted to start with a couple topics in the news today. Afghanistan, 3 troops were killed overnight in that roadside bomb. Can you explain why 17 years later we're still there? Why are Americans still fighting there? This is Trump's response. We're there because virtually every expert that I have and speak to say that we don't go there. That we're going to fight over here. And I've heard it over and over again. We're in the process of doing some, as you know, we're talking about peace over there with the Taliban and with the groups that of people.
Whoa, Jordan, stop. You got to say it in his accent.
Okay.
You got
to say it in his accent. You want me to do this whole thing in a Trump accent?
Yeah, you have to, man.
We're going over there, and we're virtually every expat that I have to speak to. If we don't go there, they're going to fight over here. And I've heard it over and over again. We're in the process of doing some, we're talking about peace over there with the Taliban, with the group of people that have a lot to do with. They would like to see it after all these years, and we'll see that it happens. But it's a bit too early to say what's going to happen. We're going to talk about things, but it's a very sad situation. Very sad. I added that as my own emphasis. When I look, we have incredible people, incredible fighters. But we're going to see what happens. We're going to see what happens. But it's very sad. I just heard about these people this morning. Terrible.
What people?
So comment about that. I mean, like, Trump, this is a war that Trump, as he was campaigning, promised to get out of. And now he's saying, it's very terrible. Terrible. Oh, what are we going to do?
Okay, so did you read the Bob Woodward book?
I've read a decent amount through it, but no, I haven't, like, finished it or anything.
Didn't do your homework, Jordan. Just kidding. Basically, he doesn't have any individual opinions on the war, but he made some promises about the war. He personally would like to get out of it, but he feels pressured by his advisors and stuff to stay in this conflict because he thinks, basically, that every day they tell him, they're like, if you leave, the Taliban's just going to, like, have a terrorist attack and attack the United States.
Yeah.
So honestly, I don't think that this is his view. I think he's parroting other people's views. I don't think that he personally has a view on Afghanistan. I don't think he gives a shit either way, honestly.
Yeah. Personally. I don't think he really cares about a lot of things. But yeah, so I would say you're probably pretty right about that. Also, Ari, put your phone on silent so we don't hear that vibrating anymore.
What vibrating? That's my vibrator. It's not my phone.
Rucker asks, are you going to make it over to Afghanistan? And Trump says, at the right time, I will. And Rucker asks, before Christmas, you think? And Trump speaks off the record. and this will become a pretty commonplace thing of Trump speaking off the record, because there's been a recent thing coming out recently that basically like Trump is scared to go overseas. Like he hasn't done any like overseas visits, which most presidents do. They visit the troops overseas, and he hasn't done it. And basically, like, there's been talk that, like, the reason that he hasn't done that is because he's, like, he's scared. Like, people internally have come out and said, like, oh, no, he's, like, kind of a little bitch, and he's, like, way too scared to go over there. Because Captain Bonespurs, surprisingly, is, like, a little bit scared because he got, like, six deferments from Vietnam, you know?
He's so old. I think, number one, he's scared of flying, okay? Number two, I think he's scared of, like, public reaction. Like, he goes to Afghanistan, and there's, like, a riot, and people try. I mean, he's kind of got, like, the Putin phobia, like, that the people are just going to, like, you know, demand his bones, basically. Demand that he be crucified on
demand
the spot.
Demand his bone spurs, yeah.
Demand his bone spurs. That's a good explanation. Yeah, that's what I think it is. But also, I don't think he fucking gives a shit about anything. He just doesn't want to like leave Bedford, Massachusetts, his little golf resort.
Yeah, that's fair. I definitely don't think he cares. So all right, we'll keep moving with this. So Dossie says, last night, Mr. President, the special counselor's team charged Paul Manafort with saying they accused him, at least, of saying more lies, and it is plea deal. People around you have told me you're upset about the way he's been treated. Are you planning to do anything to help him? Trump says, let me go off the record because I don't want to get in the middle of this whole thing. So again, he goes off record. Next thing Dossie says is there any version that you're willing to give us on the record? And Trump says, I'd rather not. At some point, I'll talk on the record about it, but I'd rather not. And then he speaks off the record again. So record again says, Mr. President, everyone in Washington is talking about whether it's going to be a shutdown by the end of the year and what you're going to do to have a deal. What kind of terms would you set? And we're wondering, what would you accept from the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, or offer McConnell in order to get some border wall funding over the year? Trump says, we'll think about it. We desperately need a wall. So we don't think we desperately need a wall. That sounds like Trump. We don't think we need a wall. Next,
yeah, we don't think.
Rucker asks him, but what would a deal look like? Trump says, I think we've shown better ever than in the last period of 2 weeks that we need a wall. I need the Democrats to want something because they understand it too. Those pictures are very bad for Democrats. We're not having a wall because of the Democrats. We need Democrat votes to have a wall. Now, if we don't get it, will I get it done another way? I might get it done another way. There are other potential ways I can get it done. You saw what we did with the military, just coming in with the barbed wire and fencing and various other things. So Trump's basically like arguing that like he can get it done without the Democrats, but he's also saying like he needs the Democrats.
I think he's honestly not saying anything. First of all, I mean, the wall is a political stunt. He hasn't done anything. He spent millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars in American taxpayer money as a political stunt because the troops aren't... I mean, constitutionally, are not allowed to engage in civil law enforcement, basically.
Yep, that's absolutely right.
So he took the United States military, which should be engaged in defending the United States, and he used them as free labor to install barbed wire fences that are just going to be cut down in a couple days, to get attention? I think it was just pre-election engineering, basically, but he hasn't done anything.
No, yeah, I think it's absolutely a political stunt, and I mean, he clearly did it like as a political stunt. He did it and then it basically took a bunch of the troops off the border and then reestablished them on the border and close to Tijuana when some of the people that were trying to get into the country on asylum got close. And they basically tear gassed women and children recently. And so that's what the whole thing is.
About that.
Like they don't, it's all about optics. They don't really give a shit about like, you know, freedom or like the rule of law or anything like that. It's all about what makes Trump look good to his base. Obviously not to the vast majority of the world or Americans in general, but, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so continuing on with what he said. So Record next says, so it's Democrats' fault that what's happening at the border over the weekend with the tear gas and the families trying to rush over? Trump says, no, it's the Democrats' fault that we don't have a wall. because they never gave us the vote. They wouldn't give us the vote. We almost had a deal, except when, I mean, actually, it wasn't their fault. It wasn't our fault. It was on DACA. We almost had a deal, and then the judge ruled shockingly in favor of Obama's signature, when even Obama said what he's doing is not legal. Essentially, he said that it's not going to hold up. But when the judge ruled, all of a sudden, it was like, that's the end of the deal. But we're very close to having a deal. $25 billion, shockingly, you know. The Democrats never thought that they were going to win that. And then you had another couple of judges rule. And then you had judges rule the other way. It's going to be settled, I assume, in the Supreme Court. But we're close to having a deal in DACA until that ruling. So what the journalist said after this was, it's not clear what Trump is referring to here. Congress could have passed an immigration bill regardless of what the judge ruled on DACA. The Obama-era executive action deferring deportations for undocumented immigrants brought to the country as children. So basically, you can tell from that, it's like just rambling bullshit. Like, he's not actually saying anything.
Okay, I think that listening to interviews with him is not a great informative source of information. That's all I can say.
I mean, of course it's not a great informative source. I mean, that's kind of the point of what I'm doing here is, like, I wanted us to read these sorts of things and just, one, see how much of an issue he has with the English language, but also just to show that, like, he doesn't really say anything. Like, he doesn't have any ideas. Like, I think a lot of people think, like, I like Trump because he has, like, this idea or that idea. But he doesn't really have ideas. He just puts words together that, like, make sense in his, like, devolving mind at the time.
Jordan, he has the best ideas, okay? He's got the greatest ideas.
Oh, hey, we're gonna get to a little segment where he talks about how good his mind and potentially his gut are. So wait for that later.
Jordan, his mind and gut are like one in one, and they're basically connected to Newton in the IBM headquarters. They're basically a quantum computer on crack with like 195 qubits. Okay,
we're trying to create like an AI of his mind right now, because God forbid we lose him to some.
Jordan,
to some...
don't talk shit about the greatest president of all time. Or, you know, God will smite you.
I don't want to be smited. All right, here's the next thing. So Dossie says, is there anything specific that you would take from McConnell to end this fight? Trump says...
Turtleneck.
Trump says, it's not a question of to take from McConnell. McConnell is a friend of mine. We get along great. We've had a fantastic relationship. We've had a big success. We've had a lot of success.
Great success. Hopefully
today we'll have another success. He's talking about Mississippi. We'll see what happens. Did you want to comment on that?
Yeah, okay. I want to comment. His relationship with the Senate has deteriorated to the point that if you haven't... This obviously is an interview from a couple days ago, at least a few days ago.
Yeah, it's two or three days ago, yeah.
Okay, well, he's had a more recent incident with them regarding the Khashoggi thing where he basically... They demanded that Gina Haspel come out to talk to them about this interview where the CIA basically claimed that fucking MBS was responsible. And then Trump was like, well, no, I take him at his word, just like yep. Putin. Like, if you're a dictator and you say you didn't do it, like, I gotta take you at your word.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And then, so basically the Senate called for Gina Haspel to come and, like, talk about it. And he's like, no, Gina Haspel, you're not allowed to go. I'm going to send CIA Director Mike Pompeo... To bring a used condom full of my semen and spray it all over the Senate floor.
Yeah.
Just to prove my point.
Yeah, exactly.
And Lizzie Graham, his best butt buddy for, like, you know how long.
Yeah, a long time.
Was like, I'm not only pissed, I'm royally pissed. And then Trump was like, I don't know, man, I haven't heard Trump's response yet, but it's not going to be good. Basically, Lindsey Graham is questioning, like, his god, Donald Trump, and somebody's head's gonna roll.
Yeah, and Lindsey Graham he loves God.
Anyway, my point for this whole thing being basically that whatever the Senate is gonna have some issues with Trump. Like, this happened a few days ago. Things changed so fast in Trump's Washington.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's the thing is with that's one of the reasons why this podcast goes on is because news moves so fast that it's just like it's hard to even write print media about this. It's like so much easier just to like get on mic and talk about it real fast because it changes every day.
I guess.
I think so anyway. All right, continuing on. So Trump's statement continues. So basically to refresh everyone, Dossie said, is there anything specific that you would take from McConnell? So he said, basically we've had a big success.
Great success.
Yeah, great success. And so he says, I did 4 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and in the middle, and one in the middle. Based on the enthusiasm, we will saw there. I think we're doing very well. But we'll see. I know one thing. If she loses, I'll be blamed. And if she wins, I'll be given no credit. That's the only thing I know.
That's the exact opposite, actually.
But anyway, you guys want something to drink? That's his fucking statement. What a fucking
loser. Not, yeah.
What a loser. He's just like, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. You guys want anything to drink?
No comment.
All right, I'll continue on. So Dossie says, we're okay, thanks. Thank you. So Trump says, oh, go ahead. So Dossie asked him another question. You said yesterday when you were leaving that you were skeptical of a climate change report that the government had done. Can you explain why you're skeptical on that report? So Trump says, one of the problems that a lot of people like myself, we have very high level of intelligence, but we're not necessarily such believers. You look at our air and our water. It's right now at record clean. But you look at China, and you look at parts of Asia, and you look at South America, and when you look at many other places in the world, including Russia, including just many other places, the air is incredibly dirty. And when you're talking about an atmosphere, oceans are very small. God damn, this guy's so stupid. When you're talking about an atmosphere, oceans are very small, and it blows and it sails over. I mean, we take thousands of tons of garbage off our beach all the time, and that comes from Asia. It just flows right down the Pacific, and it flows. And we say,
Jordan, why is where funny? Does this come does from? Flow.
And it takes many people to start off with. Oh my God. He's so stupid, man.
Jordan, everything he says is beautiful.
It's so beautiful. It's just like, so first of all, he starts off with saying, he says, one of the problems that a lot of people like myself, and he says, we have very high levels of intelligence, but we're not necessarily such believers.
Yeah, man, he's not such a believer.
He's so smart. He's just so smart, man.
Jordan, his IQ is, like, better than, like, anyone.
It's got to be, like, 300 or 400. Like, this guy, because, like, think about Einstein. Like, Einstein's super smart guy. Like, we all think he's super smart. But he never talked about how smart he was.
Like, no, exactly.
He never said how smart he was. Like, if you're that smart that you're talking about how smart you are, you got to be, like, a 300-plus IQ.
Easily.
Trump is so smart, man. And then... He continues on to like expound upon that. He says, look at our air and our water, and it's at a record clean. Like, why is anyone worried about climate change? We're at record clean. Check the Guinness Book of World Records. Hey, everyone, check Guinness. We're at record clean, dog. We're clean.
Jordan, I mean, but that's just a fact. Like, why are you even questioning, like, the Supreme Leader? I don't understand.
That's right. Supreme Leader, we're clean, dog. Everything's clean. Record clean. Not just clean. Flint, Michigan, it's not just clean. It's record clean. Ayo, Flint, Michigan, why you guys bitching? Record clean, dog. Record clean. So anyway, then he says, you look at China. Look at parts of Asia.
Yeah, look at China.
Yeah, look at China and parts of Asia. China's not part of Asia. We all know that. So check China, then check parts of Asia. And then, in addition to that, you can check South America, and you can check many parts of the world, including Russia, including many other places. Because our leader is so smart that, like, he can name China, and parts of Asia, which are not the same. And then he can name another place, which is South America. And then he can name Russia. And other than that, there are not any other places in the world. And it's clear that he does not have any problem coming up with other parts of the world. He clearly didn't have a fucking brain fart and then be like, what's another place in the world? I don't know. Because he is smart, yo. He's so smart.
Oh. Can we talk about something else? Because I don't think we're getting anywhere with this. Like, we both agree that he's a genius. Like, I don't understand.
All right, I'll move on to the next question. Oh, no, I'll continue with his answer. Sorry, I apologize. So he says, so that was number one. That was number one. Number two, this is Trump again. Number two, if you go back and you look at all the articles, they talked about global freezing. They talked about at some point the planet would freeze to death and it's going to die of heat exhaustion. There is a movement in the atmosphere. There's no question as to whether or not it's man-made or whether or not the effects that you're talking about are there. I don't see it. And not nearly like this, like it is. Do we want clean water? Absolutely. Do we want clean air to breathe? Absolutely. There's fire in the fire in California where I was. If you looked at the floor, the floor is on fire. They have trees that were fallen. They did no forest management. No forest maintenance. And you can light. You can take a match like this and light a tree trunk when the thing is laying there for more than 14 or 15 months. That's a massive problem in California. So, clearly we have a problem in California. So, you know.
Man, California is run by Jerry Brown, like no wonder.
Yeah, Jerry Brown's garbage, man. He sucks, you know? There's songs made about him. Obviously, he's garbage. So, you know.
Yeah, man, he's Governor Jerry Brown.
And a few months ago, weren't people talking about global freezing? Weren't we talking about global freezing? Where's the global freezing now?
Well, that was now? In the 1980s. Because he's kind of old. Like, he's kind of, he's lost his mind a little bit. But that's not the point.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we were freezing a few months ago. But, I mean, now we're on fire. Now California's on fire. So, clearly, people don't know what we're talking about. If you take fire and you take ice and you put them together, you know what you get? You get moderate temperatures. So that's what we got right now. We got moderate temperatures.
California Uberalis.
California's, you know, it sucks, man. It sucks. Everyone hates California. So, you know, the fake news journalist that was taking this said this claim that Trump had put forward, which is if you go back and look at the articles, they talked about global freezing. They talked about at some point the planet could freeze to death, and it's hard to. It's going to die of heat exhaustion. So the fake news journalist at the Washington Post, that no one should take seriously, said this claim has been put forward by White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. It got four Pinocchios at the Washington Post fact checker, and we all know that the Washington Post is fake news. So obviously Sarah Huckabee Sanders can obviously be trusted. You know, and the fake news, calling her fake news is obviously fake news. So hashtag fake news. So next, what Donnie said was, Donzy said is, so you're saying you don't see the, and then Trump cuts him off and says, Josh, you go to other places where they have denser trees. It's more dense, where the trees are more flammable. They don't have fires like this. Because they maintain. And it was very interesting. I was watching the firemen. They're raking brush. You know, the tumbleweed and brush and all this stuff is growing underneath. It's on fire. And they were raking it. Working so hard. And they're raking all of this stuff. If that was raked in the beginning, there'd be nothing to catch on fire. It's very interesting. Yeah. A lot of trees. They look tremendous. They took tremendous burn at the bottom, but they didn't catch on fire. The bottom is all burned, but they didn't catch on fire because they sucked the water. They're wet. You need forest management, and they don't have it. I think that's right.
You get what his point is, right? They just, like, you need something wet. So if you just took, like the Trump family just took, like, Don Jr., and you took Ivanka, and you just, like, stuck them in the forest there. The moisture will protect from the fire. That's his point, man. Yeah. That he wants to put He wants to put Eric Trump in the forest.
Man, I wish he would. I mean, I can only second that and say that I really hope Eric Trump is put in the forest. And, you know, it would make them even more wet if, like, you did something like open one of their veins or something like that, and you just wet them on the tree. And then the tree, the bottom of the trees would be incredibly wet. It would be very hard. They would suck the water. They would suck up the water, and there would be no way for the trees to burn.
Well, or you could just use, like, a really wet person like Jared Kushner and just like spread him out on the ground and just, like, hope that maybe the moisture from his body just, like, stops the fire from spreading.
That's true. He is a very wet man.
I mean, Trump is pretty wet himself. Why don't we just put the president there? Because he's the president. He could probably just, like, use an executive order to stop the fire, right? So he just stands there and he's like, I executive order you to stop here. And just kind of see if it works.
It could probably work, but definitely if he, like, you know, tried to move around a little bit, he's quite a soppy individual.
Whoa. Yeah. I mean, but he doesn't need to move. He could just kind of, like, sit there and do an executive order. That's how it works, man.
That's true. Executive order, the trees to stop burning. I'm on board with that. All right, so let's continue, because the fake news journalist doesn't stop there. He doesn't stop at burning trees that the president could easily stop with an executive order. He says...
Well, hang on a second. Where did you get this transcript? Because I can't find a record of
this.
This
is on Washington Post.
Yeah, but I'm blocked from the Washington Post because I've read too many articles this month.
Then I don't actually know what to tell you, but I'll... Hold on. I can't actually Jerry read Brown. News articles on the Washington Post, because the Washington Post sucks, man. I don't like any of these websites that, like, are like, you need to pay us $5 a month. It's like, you don't provide me with enough content for me to pay you $5 a month.
Oh,
like,
you know what? I was like, going to ask if you wanted to split that are a 10 Bloomberg times better than you.
And they, like, I would much more willing to be much more willing to pay them money before I pay them to you.
So that's a no?
Hold on. I'll send it to you.
No, I was going to ask you if you want to split a Bloomberg account with me.
I don't read Bloomberg enough.
Bloomberg is sick, man.
No, Bloomberg sucks. I don't want to give them any of my money. They're rich bastards, and Bloomberg himself sucks.
Yeah, no, I have the article, man, but you have the article where you can actually open it. So you need to, like, take every text in the article and literally copy and paste it. Otherwise, I can't read it. Just copy and paste it to, like, our Facebook Messenger, like, chat.
Okay. Hold on.
California, Uber Alice. California, Uber Alice. Right, Jordan?
Maybe.
You are. Jordan.
Mm-hmm?
Don't forget about the concert.
Just remind me.
It's a week from tomorrow. So when should I remind you?
Turn your phone on silent, you cuck.
It's my old phone, man. Don't forget, it's a week from tomorrow, man.
I know, I'll definitely be there. Alright, hold on. Fuck. I fucked up.
Why are you using dirty words on record, man? The great leader is listening. He hears all.
Alright,
Why can't you full screen messenger anymore? This is fucking bullshit. Okay, I got it.
Alright, So going back to this, Dossie says, so you're saying you don't see the, and then Trump cuts him off and he says, Josh, you have to go to the other places where they have denser trees. It's more dense, where the trees are more flammable. So that whole sentence that we talked about before, Trump also made a comment about this, when he talked about how, was it Sweden or Norway? I forgot. One of the Northern European countries, they deal with their forest fires better. And that's because they rake the leaves. They're a forest nation.
No, Jordan, they rake the floor.
But they are, as we all know, they're a hashtag forest nation.
And they rake the floors, Jordan. They rake the floors.
But what I have to say, hashtag forest nation. They're basically like, you know, if you ever watched Lord of the Rings, they're like basically the Ents. Like, if you know what the Ents are, that's basically what they are. They're basically a society of, like, tree individuals, you know? That's kind of how they live their lives.
They are. I mean, it's like America.
It's not exactly the same. America is more of a gun society. Like, we're basically all, like, AK-47s walking around. Whereas this is, like, you know, they're trees. But, yeah, it's similar.
What you're trying to say is we're more free than they are.
Yeah, absolutely. We're 100% more free than they are. They're a bunch of liberal cucks. But, you know, they know how to manage their forest areas. Okay, so continuing on. So, Rucker says, Mr. President, there's a lot of economic news, too. And Trump says, yes, we've got a lot of news there. So Rucker continues on and says, the gains from the past year in the stock market, many of them, there's been a correction. GM has closed some of its plants, laying off a lot of their workers. You said that you campaigned in Michigan against that none of the plants would close, and now one of them will. And Trump says, no, but we have plants moving in, too. We do. Go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
Okay, well, Trump wanted GM to close because they own MSNBC. Uh-huh. So, like, that's been his enemy. He's probably happy about that. He's like, fuck GM.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. But again, like...
The fake news media is using GM as an excuse to smear my presidency, and I'm not going to have it.
Yeah, so, again, like, think about the... If you understand the English language... What he says is, like, the plants will close, and Trump says, no, but. So if you understand the English language, no, but is like, doesn't make sense there. What he should say is, no, and even. But he says, no, but plants are moving in, too. And then he says, we do, which, hashtag we do.
You're just showing how arrogant you are is what you're doing right now, okay? Don't question him.
You're right, I shouldn't. So, okay, but anyway, this cuck journalist says, so what are you going to do about this? Are you nervous about a recession occurring? And obviously, Trump has the perfect comeback for this. He says, no, I'm not, because what I'm doing is I'm doing trade deals. The trade deals take a little time. The fact is, I disagree with the Fed. I've been open about this. I think the Fed is a much bigger problem than China. I think China wants to make a deal very badly. I think that we'll either make a deal or we'll be taking in billions and billions of dollars a month in tariffs. And I'm okay with either one of those situations. But I can tell you that China wants to make a deal. I can tell you that other countries want to make deals because they know that I'm not playing around. The USMCA was a very well-received deal. That got done, and a lot of people said that it wouldn't get done. We're making great trade deals. We lose $800 billion a year with trade.
Yeah, he doesn't understand how trade deficits work. He doesn't understand how foreign investment works and that balances our trade deficit in the first place. But as far as I'm concerned, as long as he keeps the trade deal going, it keeps him from sucking Xi Jinping's chode, and it keeps world attention on Chinese human rights violations, which, you know, the United States and especially the conservative fucking European Union has been ignoring. They're just like, oh, concentration camps? You know, that's not happening. We're ignoring it. Like, no. China's basically Nazi Germany. And the European Union is like, shame on you, Saudi Arabia, but China, you're okay in our books.
Yeah.
Because China still deals with them, you know, and Saudi Arabia doesn't have any trade off for them. The European Union is the biggest bunch of fucking two-faced cock swabblers on this side
of the Mason-Dixon line.
Well, I was going to say the yellow team.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is, yeah, I would mostly agree with you, but I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to, like, argue in favor of Trump when he's just saying, like, shit that is, like, absolutely moronic, you know? But yeah, I agree with you. I mean, the European Union is clearly like I posted something on the Facebook today that was about discussing how basically like people are saying like, you know, we don't want any nation to be left behind, and basically
No child left behind.
No, it was I forget the exact group that they were talking about, but they were basically like no nation left behind. And like one of the Taiwanese groups that I follow basically said like they crossed out like no nation and they put in Taiwan. And they were basically like, you know, you're not helping us out. Like, what are you talking about? So I think that's a very good point. Like you're gonna cut out like this these nations and then act like you're some sort of great group, then that's obviously bullshit. Like it doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, we've gotten to a really high place here.
All right, let's continue on with this beautiful article. So basically Trump said we have plants moving in too. We do. And so Rucker says, so what are you going to do about this? So Trump said, obviously Trump corrected this cuckservative. And he said, obviously, you don't know what you're talking about. And so Rucker seems like he didn't get the point. He didn't get the point that he needs to back down and that he's completely wrong about this fact. So he says, so what are you going to do about this? Are you nervous about a recession occurring? And Trump says, no, I'm not. Because what I'm going to do, I'm doing trade deals. Trade deals take a little time. The fact is, I disagree with the Fed. Oh, no, I already read this. Never mind. So basically, apparently Trump said that we're going to make deals, but at the same time, we lose $800 billion a year in trade. So I don't exactly understand how that works. But anyway, Trump's changing it. He's going to fix it. So anyway, Rucker says, so who should be held responsible? You mentioned the Fed, but when Henry Truman sat here, he said that he had a sign that said the buck stops here. And Trump says, oh, I'm not blaming anybody. And Rucker says, but Mr. President, it doesn't seem to stop with you. Trump says, I'm not blaming. Look, I took recommendations. I'm not blaming anybody. But I will tell you, at this moment, in this time, I am not at all happy with the Fed. I am not at all happy with my choice. I think that we have to let it go. You know, if you look at China is being accommodative, the euro and Europe is being accommodative. We're not getting any accommodation. And we're also paying $50 billion. We're paying down our liquidity. You can make the case. It's a positive thing in one way. But another thing, it snaps your liquidity. I'm doing deals. And I'm not being accommodated by the Fed. I'm happy with the Fed. They're making a mistake. I have a gut. And my gut tells me more sometimes than anybody else's brain can ever tell them.
Oh no, that means he's got stomach cancer.
He has a big gut. And so I think that's one of the most profound things that he's said in this whole article. Cancer. It's just, you know, yeah, I have a gut and my gut tells me more sometimes than anybody else's brain can tell me, can ever tell me. Yeah, just, man. I have a gut. I have a mad gut. I got a gut too, Trump.
He's got a pretty big beer belly.
Hashtag gut bros.
Man, my beer belly is getting sick.
Hey, man, if you get that fat beer belly, man, we can all be gut bros.
I don't want to be gut bros with him.
Man, I don't know if I want to be gut bros with him, but think how smart he is. Trump is so smart, man. And he's got that gut. And, like, if you have a gut, you can't let anybody tell you. No one can tell you what to do. They're just like, oh, man. That's like, you can do anything you want. Like, I'm the smartest person on earth because I got a gut.
It's a fact, I guess.
Yeah, hashtag MAGA, hashtag gut bros. All right, I'll keep moving. Rucker says, but you're the president, sir. And Trump says, I'm not blaming anybody. Trump hasn't been blaming anybody this whole time. He takes complete responsibility for everything he does.
Well, that's always been. He's a responsible guy.
So he said that like three times now. I'm not blaming anybody. But Rucker can't get that. He doesn't understand that. He's obviously he's a cuck. Like he's an idiot.
Yeah, man. Watch WAPO fucking yeah. Obviously.
What an idiot! Like, hey, the president of the United States. He told you earlier. He's a very intelligent person. He knows. He's like a smart person. He's very much like a smart person.
He's really like a smart person.
He's super like a smart person. And he told you that. And then you continue on and you ask him questions. And you ask him. And he's told you three times, I'm not blaming anybody. But, and he says, and then Rucker says, okay. And then Trump has to explain himself more. So he says, I'm just saying, I'm not happy with the Fed. So far, I'm not even a little bit happy with my selection of Jay. And by Jay, obviously, he means Jay Powell, who is the Federal Reserve Chair, the Federal Reserve Board Chair. He says, I'm not even happy a little bit. So
I don't think he understands what the Fed does, honestly.
Are you talking about Trump?
No, of course not. I'm talking about the WAPO cut.
Or you're talking about Rucker. Yeah, I don't think he does. Yeah, obviously. Obviously the...
Trump, of course Trump knows, man. He's the president. He's the dictator, man. He's our dear leader.
Obviously, the king of the United States understands exactly what is happening in our government.
Yeah, man.
So, our beautiful and lovely king says that, and then this stupid, garbage, like, media pundit continues on and says, Mr. President, you're... But then, obviously, our dear leader, sensing that this stupid, garbage piece of shit doesn't have any idea what's going on, he cuts him off and he says, I'm not blaming anybody, but I'm just telling you, I think the Fed is way off base with what they're doing, number one. Number two, a positive note, we're doing very well on trade. We're doing very well. Our companies are very strong. Don't forget, we're still up from where when I came in, 38% or something. You know, it's a tremendous. It's not like we're up. We're much stronger. We're much more liquid. Man. And the banks are now much more liquid during my tenure. And I'm not playing by the same rules as Obama. Obama had zero interest in worrying about, we're paying interest. A lot of interest. He wasn't paying down. We're talking about $50 billion. Lots of different times. Paying down and knocking out liquidity. Well, Obama didn't do that. And just so you understand, I'm playing a normalization economy, whereas he's playing a free economy. It's easy to make money when you're playing no interest. It's easy to make money when you're not doing any pay downs. So you can't, and despite that, the numbers we have are phenomenal numbers.
What's sad is that you're reading verbatim from the quote. I think, yeah, no, first of all, he's not doing pay downs. I mean, the debt is increasing. But anyways, that's not the point. I understand the point that whoever told him how the economy works, that basically it's harder for the economy to grow with higher interest rates based on the Fed's picks, but...
Well, the thing is, the economy has been growing for a long time. And when the economy grows, especially when it starts to grow a lot, you have to do these sorts of things. And if you don't, then the economy is gonna bubble and then burst, which is basically what we're heading for. And so if we didn't have these sorts of regulations that are happening right now, it would be much like we probably would have already had a bubble burst at this point if the Fed wasn't like controlling the assets as they are right now.
I'd rather keep it like fucking, you know.
Well, he wants it to grow. He wants it to be at a number that's bigger than Obama. And that's the thing is like. He already has lied about, and people around him have already lied about the fact that the rate at which it's grown under him.
I had the biggest crowd sizes, bigger than Obama's, the biggest ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything's got to be bigger than Obama, but like, it's just not going to happen, man. You're just so old and decrepit. It's not going to get any bigger than Obama's. Come on, man.
In some quarters it's been comparable, but that's fine. But it's really no result of Trump on his own.
You gotta pay attention to girth too, man.
I mean, length and girth are both.
Look at the girth of the economy. Like, first of all, Obama had multi-sector growth, and Trump basically, it's all in the corporate sector, man, because he focused on these corporate tax cuts. He's got no girth, man.
Well, that's all Trump's ever known is length, you know? I mean, you know, according to Stormy Daniels, he doesn't know anything about length or girth.
He can't even take responsibility for that. He can't take responsibility for length either. Because honestly, the economic growth has been going on like basically continuously since basically 2009. We haven't had a recession. Like, you can't just be like, yeah, this is my growth period. But like, no, the growth has been going on for nearly a decade, man. Yeah. Like, you're just old and you're trying to take responsibility for length that isn't yours. It's just sad, man. It's just sad.
It's
just trying to prove.
It's sad for sure.
Man, I can't hold on much longer. It's almost an hour.
No, we gotta finish this article, man.
Oh, fine. Then you need to go fast.
All right.
Because we're only like halfway done. All right,
so Dossie says, Mr. President, your national security team is going to the Hill tomorrow to brief senators on Saudi Arabia and Jamal
Khashoggi. Yeah.
I've heard that Senator Lindsey Graham and others want a stronger punishment on Saudi Arabia. Tougher sanction. Do you want them to impose that, or do you want them to think... do you want them to impose that, or do you think that they should be deleterious to our? And then Trump interrupts him and says, "I'm going to listen." Go ahead.
First of all, before he says he's about to invite his friends, I want to state for the record that he didn't allow the CIA director Gina Haspel to testify because he didn't want them to say their piece. He wanted his people to say his piece. And he didn't want the full story to come.
Obviously.
Hey, you can keep going.
Obviously. So he says, I'm going to listen to what they have to say, which we already established is not true. They're all friends of mine. I get along with them great.
That's why he questions them on every single assessment they make, because he gets along with them really well and he trusts them.
Exactly. Because
he thinks they're all full of fucking shit and they're all retarded, but he really trusts them.
Yeah, he says, I'm going to certainly listen to what they have to say, Josh. In the end, though... They're spending massive amounts of billions of dollars. If you look at Iran and what they do, and you look at many other countries, I don't have to embarrass other countries by saying it, if you look what they do. All right. So Trump basically said that he's going to listen to what they have to say, but obviously he's not going to. So what he said is, he's describing Saudi Arabia. He says, it's a rough part of the world. It's a dangerous, rough part of the world. But
yeah, they've
been a great ally.
Journalists who say bad things about you. So sometimes you just go to order a hit job on a journalist.
That's exactly right.
Like.
Yeah,
it's a rough part of the world.
It's a rough part of the world. So you got to go to another country and you got to whack a journalist and you got to impersonate them. So you got to you got to send like double digit guys. You got to send like maybe 12 to 16 guys. You got to send them over there and you got to like cut this guy up with a bone saw and then and then after he's dead, you got to cut him up, and then you got to send another guy out on the town to walk around and look like him. You got to have a body double, because it's a rough part of the world. So
really rough part of the world.
He continues on. He says, without them, Israel would be in a lot more trouble, because Israel and Saudi Arabia, they're pretty agreeable in their worldviews. He says,
Okay, I have something to say about this.
Hmm.
Israel, whatever private support they get from Saudi Arabia and whatever bullshit they do, Israel has gotten zero fucking public support from Saudi Arabia since their foundation. And I think these conservative Israeli administrations who suck Saudi Arabia's dick are part of the fucking problem. Yeah. And like, fine, if you want to get away with Iraq, get along with Saudi Arabia, that's fine. You don't need to support any of their nonsense regimes. And you don't need to, like, get the United States to support their regimes either. The United States is the big brother in this relationship, not Saudi Arabia. And the United States controls the fucking region, not the other way around. So the United States should buck up and be a man about this.
Yeah, I mostly agree. I mean, because that's the thing is, I mean, even if you just, like, you don't even listen to what either country says, like, those countries' beliefs are like completely at odds. So, but yeah. Anyway, so
and this is even not a religious belief. Whatever Israelis whatever bullshit policies they agree with, I think deep down, most Israelis agree with the general precepts of human rights, at the very least. And I think, like, as a national consensus, they could be against this. But, man, yeah, the government is fucked, and they've just... It's just like America, man. They've just taken such a bad turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But unfortunately for them, it's not 2 years. It's fucking, like, 15 years of having a shitty government run by a crooked, retarded man.
Yeah, for sure. So, let's continue on with Trump. He says, we need to have a counterbalance to Iran, because that's what we need. I know him. I don't know exactly what him is. He's talking about MBS. So, I know him. I know him well. The Crown Prince. And by the way, never did business with them. Never intend to do business with them. I couldn't care less. At least he said I couldn't care less, right? I thought he was going to say I could care less, which is what a lot of people do, which is incorrect. You need to say I couldn't care less. Because if you could...
No, I just say I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably what he wanted to say. I mean, personally, I would say I don't give a fuck. But if you say, a lot of people say I could care less, which is obviously the incorrect way to say that. So, you know, I give the dullard in chief like a little bit of credit for saying I couldn't care less.
Don't give him any credit for anything he's ever done.
So he says, I couldn't care less. This is a very important job that I'm doing right now. He's doing a great job of it. The last thing I care about is doing business with people. Oh, sorry. So
the fact that he even brought the fact that he even brings up money when he's talking about dealing with like human rights abuses in Saudi Arabia screams that there's clearly a conflict of interest that has to do with money that he's fucking referring to.
Obviously, and he's open.
That's like everyone's like, why are you doing like this? And he's like, oh, no, it's not about money. It's like, nobody said this was about money. Why are you bringing money
exactly.
up?
Yeah, exactly. He's obviously a criminal. I mean, the thing is, this is just like, yeah, he look at the on the campaign trail. He opened multiple businesses, businesses in Saudi Arabia. Like, I think it was like nine. He opened like nine businesses in Saudi Arabia during the campaign trail. And not to mention, like, Saudi officials, when they came to America to stay, once he got elected president, they switched where they were staying from another hotel to Trump Tower, to like a Trump affiliated hotel. So it's obvious that it's like he has some sort of, there's like collusion with those two. So he's making money off these people.
I that guy's gonna burn in hell for so long for selling out America.
I hope he burns in hell.
The greatest country in the world right now.
Yeah.
And he sold us out. He sold us out for some pocket change.
My hope is that he burns in hell before America burns, because America is gonna burn soon if we don't flip our shit.
America won't burn, man. We've got fate on our side.
I don't know about that, but anyway. So he continues. He says, "I only do business with I only do business for us." Somebody said, "Well, maybe they're an investor in one of his jobs." The answer is no. But I feel that it's very, very important to maintain the relationship. It's very important to have Saudi Arabia as an ally. Now, are we going to stay in that part of the world? One reason, too, is Israel. Oil is becoming less and less of a reason because we're producing more oil now than we've ever produced. So, you know, all of a sudden, it gets to a point where you don't have to stay there. So he's basically defeating his own argument. He's saying we don't have to stay there because we're producing our own oil. And America's, in the sense of the world, America's the greatest oil producer in the world. We produce the most oil in the world.
Well, right now we do. Well, we produce the most energy, but oil, that's debatable. I honestly don't know the numbers, but...
The last evidence I heard was we produce the most oil in the entire world. All right, but it just makes sense. Like, regardless of who produces the most oil, like, if they kill a journalist, we probably shouldn't support them. We should probably make some sort of concession. And also, we should also, like, not be worrying about oil. Like, shouldn't we be worrying about renewable energy sources? That's what I would say. Worry about that. But anyway, continue on. So Rucker, being the ever-polite gentleman that he is, says, sir, do you hope to meet with the Crown Prince when you're in Argentina at the G20 later this week? Trump says, well, it's not scheduled, but I certainly would, but it's not scheduled. And then Rucker asks another question. And, why have you taken his denials for ordering the killing of our colleague, Jamal Khashoggi? Trump says, I haven't taken anything.
Except a dick in the butt.
No comment. Anyway, Rucker says, over the evidence that the intelligent community has gathered, and Trump says, Phil, I haven't done that. I haven't. If you look at my statement, it's a maybe.
Wait, Phil or Paul?
What?
I thought his name was Paul.
It's two guys. But Trump says, if you look at my statement, it's maybe he did and maybe he didn't. But he denies it. And people around him deny it. And the CIA did not say affirmatively that he did it either way. Either, by the way. I'm not saying that...
For the record, the CIA didn't say we were 100% because it's nearly impossible to make that kind of statement. They're saying with high confidence that he did it,
basically. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. But that's the thing, is that so Trump can come out and say exactly what he says. So he's
like, no, you didn't say 100%, so I can do what I want.
Yeah. So this is what he said. He says the CIA did not say it affirmatively. He did it either, by the way. I'm not saying they're saying he didn't do it, but they didn't say it affirmatively. I'm saying we have $52 a barrel oil right now, and I called them 3 months ago, before this whole thing that happened with Khashoggi, and I let him have it about oil. So I guess he's talking about MBS. He says, and I let him have it about the oil. We're up to $82.
Well, I let him have it. I let Khashoggi have it.
He says, listen to this. So he says, we were up to $82 probably 2.5 months ago. We were up to $82 a barrel, and it was going up to $100. And that would have been like a massive tax increase, and I didn't want that. And I called them, and they let the oil start flowing. And we're at $52. In fact, I'm being blamed for the traffic jams. This was the greatest. Actually, in the Palm Beach Post, they had a thing that I'm causing traffic jams. And they have the. And that's where he stops.
Oh, well, now I know they have the.
They have the. Don't you know? Who didn't know they have the?
Oh, man. He's just so smart. Like, I don't even know what to say right now.
That's the thing. Like, obviously, he has, like, even if you're talking about Saudi Arabia, we've talked about this before. Even if we had complete control over Saudi Arabia, they don't have the final decision on oil prices. Like, there's things like OPEC and things like that involved in who has control over oil prices. So it's absolutely ridiculous. So the Washington Post says, their editorializing says, here, Trump takes direct credit for the fall of oil prices, which is an extremely bold claim. The math on oil prices is complex and based on many factors besides political pressure. It's also not a function of any one country's leaders. So Dowsy says, I wonder what paper that was. I saw you tweeted that. And Trump says, it's the Palm Beach Post. Sarah Sanders says, where the fuck did Sarah Sanders come from? Holy shit.
Sarah Sanders was just like hiding
in
the grass.
She was just like hiding behind the curtain. And she's just like, what's up, bitches? But she's just like, boo. And she's just like, guys, we have just maybe one more question. Because she's, oh man, she's waiting out to like protect Trump because she's just so bad. Man, fuck. I hate her. I hope she goes away. Anyway, Sarah Sanders says, guys, we have maybe one more question. Rucker says, sir, You just said, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But are you going to get the best advice and the best information from the intelligence community and on the climate issue from your experts in the government because you're doubting what they're saying? Trump's response is, Phil?
Phil, I'm getting the advice. I'm the president of the country. I have to do what's best for our country. We have a very important ally in Saudi Arabia. We have an ally that has tremendous oil reserves, which are, frankly, they can make prices go up and down. I want to keep them down. We have an ally that's investing billions and billions of dollars in our country. They could very easily invest $110 billion, $450 billion overall, over a period of time. Fairly short period of time. $110 billion in military. Russia and China would love to have those orders. And they'll get them if we don't. They'll have no choice. But they'll get them if we don't. So I take everything into consideration. And again, he totally denies it. And he denied it to me on three different occasions. On three different calls. And a lot of other people deny it too. Did he do it? As I said, maybe he did, and maybe he didn't. But in the meantime, Saudi Arabia is spending billions and billions of dollars in the United States. And I want them to spend it here. I don't want them to spend it in China and Russia.
All right.
The Washington Post fact checker has ruled that these numbers are fantasy. First of all, the arms deals were worth about $4 billion, so he's inflated that 110 times to $440 billion. Completely fucking made up. Second of all, the United States military equipment was probably not compatible with Russian military equipment. So it's not like you can just turn around and buy Russian like anti-air defense or like launchers or whatever.
Yeah, not only that. Not to mention that if you buy some Russian military equipment, like it's probably outdated and it's just some Soviet.
Well, they have new equipment, but the fact is it's not necessarily compatible with like NATO standard equipment. But that's not the point. The Russia wouldn't sell them to them in the first place because they're basically using it against Russia's primary ally in the Middle East, which is Iran. And Iran has been their closest ally for, what, 20, 30 years? So what, they're just going to be like, yeah, you know what, Iran, you've backed us up so well that, you know, fuck you. We're going to take like a few $1 billion and just fucking betray you and sell weapons to your fucking harshest adversary in the region. Like, is he out of his fucking mind? Like, no, Russia's not going to do that.
Exactly. And recently there's been like a bunch of like the Russian troops captured those Ukrainian troops on like they crashed them on their boat and then they captured them. And it's just like, of course they're not. Like, that doesn't make any sort of sense.
You're asking a lot. You're asking a lot, Jordan, when you ask for sense.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, let's continue. So you continue to be Trump if you want. So Dossier says, you're scheduled to meet again with Vladimir Putin at the G...
Did you say Putin?
You're scheduled to meet with Vladimir Putin at the G20. Do you think he was within his rights to challenge the Ukrainian ships? Do you?
I am getting a report on that tonight, and that will determine what happens at the meeting. I'm getting a full report on that tonight. That will be very determinative. Maybe I won't have the meeting. Maybe I won't even have the meeting. We're going to see. But depending on what comes out tonight, we're going to have a pretty good indication on exactly what happened tonight at about 6 o'clock.
Should the regression concern people here?
I don't like that aggression. I don't like the aggression at all. Absolutely. And by the way, Europe shouldn't like that aggression. And Germany shouldn't like that aggression. You know they're paying 1%? And they're supposed to be paying much more than 1% for their condoms.
Well, first of all, I would like to mention that not only should Europe not like it, but Germany shouldn't like it. So
1% for what? He's talking about 1% NATO payments, I assume, but he's not making it clear. He's just spewing nonsense because
1% for what? 1% for what?
Why would you say that?
What's your name?
What is your name? My name is Rucker.
1% for what? So, are they not doing enough?
They're absolutely not doing enough. Germany? Absolutely not. Many of these countries are not doing enough toward NATO. They should be doing much more money.
Okay, sorry. Oh my god. I know we're short on time. Okay. All right, hold on. I know we're short on time, but... I know we're short on time, but would we just love to get your thoughts on the acting attorney general, Matt Whitaker, over the Justice Department?
Oh, he's a fine person.
Damn, he's fine. He's so fine. Man, oh man, he's so fine. Whew. All right, anyway, so he's fine. He has been briefed on the Mueller investigation. The status of that?
That I don't know.
Okay. And has he talked to you about it?
You know, I can tell you Matt Whitaker is a respected man. He's doing an excellent hand job. We're looking at possible attorney generals right now. And within, I'll tell you, within the Justice Department, he's a highly respected person. And he's doing a very good job. I think he's a very good person. I think he's a very good person. And he has a reputation for being. I think he was 6 years in Iowa as the Attorney General. He had a reputation for being very strong, very smart, very good.
Oh, he sounds so strong and so smart.
That's verbatim. That's verbatim.
Oh my goodness. All right. So yeah, he's so strong. Man, he's strong. He's like maybe like world's strongest man.
Yeah, because he's a fucking like neck beard, man. He's like a bald-headed cue ball. Like, not that bald, there's anything wrong with bald people, but this guy is like more muscle and like gut than he is brain, which is not great for an acting attorney general, because you need some brain.
He's what I would like to call like a hot dog neck. He's got that hot dog neck, and he wears Oakleys. But anyway, what I would like to ask you is, has he talked to you about the Mueller investigation yet? At all? Has he talked to you about it at all?
You know, we don't talk very much. I mean, I haven't spoken to Maddie very much. I put him there, but we speak really very little, just like once a night. The Mueller investigation is what it is. It just goes on and on and on.
So, what I'd like to ask you is, would you commit right here to letting Mueller continue his work until the investigation?
Mueller,
would you commit to that?
This question has been asked about me now for
1,000 times.
This Kellyanne Conway butting in, and George Conway is standing in the back with a gun. So now I say, almost 2 years, and in the meantime, he's still there. He wouldn't have to be, but he's still there. So I have no intention of doing anything.
And Sanders says, alright. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thank you, fellas.
Oh, man. Okay, so...
Well, I've learned nothing.
Yeah, that... Alright, so yeah, we did so much. There was so much discussion in this, and literally nothing, but just the idiocy of this sort of debate is it goes to the fact that, like, how
we'll have a nice convo about this tomorrow. We can round it out. We'll talk about Steven Hillenburg, the classic man, and we'll round it out, man. There's so many things to comment on. so many policies in such little time.
All right. Well, welcome to Trump's America, man. This is pretty much what we have going on right now, and we thank everyone for coming and listening to this, but this is what we got to deal with right now, and
yeah, retarded fucking man for the president.
It's really like
senile retarded.
It's astounding because just I don't know.
It's astounding.
I don't know. I want to go into more detail about how ridiculous it is, but it's just I don't know. I feel like anyone that listened to this whole discussion should understand that it's just like it's absolutely absurd. How can you have someone who talks in this way and doesn't understand what's going on? Is the president of the United States? So, yeah, tomorrow we'll have another episode. And hopefully we'll all be in studio. You're coming over here. You're coming to Jolene tomorrow.
There's no hopefully. Yeah. Yeah, as soon as I get off work, I'm going to go to the train station. I'm going to take the long train home.
The old long train home. Long black train. So, yeah, we'll all be back in studio tomorrow. Is Kim coming tomorrow?
Kim's not coming tomorrow. He's coming next week. He's coming with me next Wednesday. So, actually, like, only 5 days from now.
Okay. Well, that...
I know it's Thursday, 6 days from now.
That's acceptable. So, yeah, Kim will be here. Yeah. And so, yeah, this weekend we'll probably do a multiple podcast. And I'm so excited. I don't care if we do, like, a podcast every day and I have to edit, like... Because, okay, so, the last podcast we did, I literally edited, like... We recorded for, like, basically, like, less than an hour and a half. And I did, like I seriously did, like, 5 or 6 hours of editing on that. But it was fun. And it was worth it. And so this next one, these are not too bad. We didn't, like, we're basically doing a straight.
Satire?
We're basically doing a straight... recording, so it's not as difficult for me. And when he comes, then we'll all be together, so it won't be too bad. And
I'll be together.
I have like another buddy who wants to do like a recording with me, and he said like he's a comedian in Kansas City, and so hopefully we'll get that together, and that will be like really cool and hopefully funny. So we'll see what happens there. But cool. Yeah. All right. So tomorrow we'll hopefully do another podcast with Ari and we'll figure it out from there. So thanks, guys. Appreciate everybody listening. And we look forward to you sharing, commenting, blah, 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 blah. But it is really important for everyone to actually like share these things because there's been a lot of like, obviously, up until this point, we have like 80 followers on Facebook, and no one shares our stuff because I don't know. All right, why don't people share our stuff?
Because the podcasts are too long.
I don't think so. I love like a three hour podcast.
Yeah, but you're the exception to the rule. I feel like
maybe if you don't, but that's the thing. Until someone tells me your podcasts are too long, I'm going to keep recording 2-hour podcasts. And this podcast is, this podcast is not 2 hours.
45 minutes.
This podcast is not 2 hours. It's right now. Exactly, it's right now at an hour and 30. It's less than an hour and 32 minutes. And I will edit this down to like an hour and like 27 minutes.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, that's right. So if you're going to bitch about, this podcast is too long, this podcast is too long, then fucking give us a comment. And if you're not going to give us a comment, then I don't give a fuck about what you think.
You'd be so angry.
No, it pisses me off because people will like complain about it, but they won't actually like tell me what they think. If you want to tell me what you think and you say, oh, this podcast is too long, cool, thanks, man. I actually appreciate feedback. If you think it's too long, give me, like, let me know. But if you're going to just be like, if you're going to bitch to your friend and be like, I listened to this podcast and it was like really interesting and like I thought it was fucking cool as shit. But then you're just like, it was a little bit too long. But then you don't actually tell the person that's like making the podcast, then fuck you, man. You're being a shithead. You're being an asshole.
Are you, you're going on a rant now, man.
Let's rant. Fuck everybody. No, all right. We do love you. No, I really, anybody that listens to the podcast, it's much appreciated. Because I do like people that listen to the podcast. It's fun, and we don't have a lot of listeners, so thanks for listening to the podcast. But anyway, all right, well, we can sign off. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you listen to it, really appreciate you. But, like, seriously, actually, give us feedback, positive or negative. Just let us know what you think. But we love you guys. I appreciate it.
All right, later. Bye-bye.
Love you guys. We love you so fucking much.